Okay, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. And my spirit is willing. But my body wants to have its own way. Sometimes my toe describes what I do next. Sometimes somebody's stomach tells them what to do. So we're trusting you, Lord, by the Holy Ghost, to take us deeper. Because that's what you want. You want a relationship with us. A deep one. In Jesus' name. My eyes see. My ears hear. And my spirit does perceive. You're talking to me. So I'm driving in to the leadership meeting yesterday, and I hear, why do you look for natural solutions to spiritual problems? So I'm driving up the road. Church parking lot is to the right. And I hear it again. Why do you look for natural solutions to spiritual problems? Well, I get in there. I did write it down right away. I thought it was just for me. I learned that one of the pastors, his wife was in a hospital, and he didn't have an awareness of some of the things that were hitting his wife. But because of some of the things that my wife and I have gone through, we were aware of the danger, because she went in from the doctor's instructions to have a special test, because she's got a few challenges. So they decided to give her some kind of a test. And this test required an injection. The injection caused a reaction to her pancreas. She ended up with pancreatitis, which is extremely dangerous. And what was supposed to be an in and out situation, a few days later, they found that she is full of C. diff. C. diff. Your whole body is full of an infection. That's what my wife's godmother died of. So I educated him that when my mother was in the hospital, we had to wipe down everything with Clorox, because that's the only product that kills this infection. And those of you who remember $5, the male nurse, he made it very clear that it's because of the green solutions to hospitals and nursing homes that C. diff runs rampant. Okay. My grandson landed the same thing after he had his surgery in Boston. So now they have to keep an eye on him, because once you have it, it puts a weakness in your flesh, according to the world. Long story short, he had no idea. But I'm hearing it again. Why do you look for natural solutions to spiritual problems? So it came back a couple times, but I didn't say anything. Other people came in, and we did begin to worship and give thanks to the Lord for the region, etc. And I heard, be quiet. There'll be coming more instructions. So I was quiet. About 20 minutes or so later, quite a few people had come in. And I heard, now you need to write it down. So I wrote down, why do you look for natural solutions to spiritual problems? Don't you know, my heavens have all the solutions. The word heavens there is with an S. My heavens have all the solutions. And you refuse to come to me. Period. So you have a choice. Serve what you focus on. Yes. And see the natural control you. I repeat. So you have a choice. Serve what you focus on. Yes. And see the natural control you. Is it sinking in a little bit? See, your choice, your free will is at stake. Once you make that choice, you're either going to be under the anointing of Holy Ghost or under the anointing of your soul, mind, will, and emotions. Focus on me and see my heavenly take over. Yes, my spirit is ready, but you are too busy. Stop. Rest with me for a change. And revelation will come. You see, he had gotten me up at 5:41 a.m. And he gave me quite a bit of instructions. But then I went into the spirit realm because I was pressed. Are you ready for another ride? Just close your eyes. He told me it was time to take the ride along with Susan that came December 11th. The invitation to come in and to fully abide. This prophecy was given at SOG Church on December 11th, 2020. I hear the Lord say, come, saints, come. Come here. Come up here. You are wanting us to come. You come. Come. Come in more. Come in deeper. Come in further. Open wide inside. Open wide inside. Open wide, don't be afraid. Come and abide. Open wide. Come and abide. Open wide. Come here. In this year. Come in and abide in me. Come in and rest eternally. Come in and don't fear. Don't struggle this year. Come in, I want to see and hear clear. I want you to draw near here. I've made everything ready. I have everything ready. I have everything ready. I am not late. Don't be afraid. I have everything already laid. Already arrayed. Already displayed. I know what I'm doing. You have yet to see my grand display. Because I'm ushering in a brand new day. And every day it gets brighter and brighter. Every day it gets brighter and brighter. Do you not discern my light? Do you not discern how bright? Do you not stand in my sight? Do you not know you're right? I say, step in and abide tonight. Come into my light. Why do you dwell in darkness? Why do you dwell on the fringes? Why do you wander here and there? Why do you not stay in with me? Why do you not look at me? Why do you not see? There is so much more I have for you to be. Come in. Come into me. Everything is ready. Everything is made. Everything has been laid. The price has been paid. You have yet to see what's about to be made. Because I have yet to build my house in this region. I have yet to build what I want to display. But you are on your way. It's going to be okay. Do not be swayed left or right, but step into me tonight. Step into my light, because I am going to shine very bright. And you, my children, are going to stand in your right. He has such joy because he has a people that cannot be traumatized. He has such joy because Jesus has a people that cannot be traumatized. That cannot be in terror. That cannot fall away because his people know him today. They will obey. They will come inside and abide. And he is so pleased that you have stayed the course, that you have been faithful to the white horse. You have stayed the course and you have been faithful to the white horse. You have stayed the course that has been laid out for you. Feast on me, children. Feast on me. I am your security. I am your light. I am your strength. I am your freedom and joy tonight. It is me. I am your liberty. I am your security. I am your protection in this hour. I am your direction in this hour. I am your reflection in this hour. I have so much more that I want to pour, and I shall heal and deliver and restore. But children, stay in my door. Stay in my floor. Do not go in and out anymore, but abide and reside in me. For my light is bright, and surely you shall see the things I want to be that are ready to expand across the land. Stay in my plans and continue to hold my hand while I bring it forth and expand. I say to you, stand. The author, Holy Spirit, the writer, Susan O'Mara. After releasing that at 5 something in the morning, He kept me in that realm for 2 hours. I came out with two visions. Very, very bright. Knowing that he had done something that I needed for that day. Why do you look for natural solutions to spiritual problems? And I read it again. Don't you know? My heavens have all the solutions. And you refuse to come to me. Now that word I did share yesterday. And I pray that it went in. And I kept saying, Lord, is there anything more? So at 9:22 last night, he said, go to Psalms number 131. So I'm going to take you to a very short little visit to King David's house. Psalm 131. I did make a note on verse 2 about the amplification. So if you'll take your Bible to go to Psalm 131, you're going to find that it's only, believe it or not, three verses long. But it is pretty cool. Because it describes what he wants. A song of ascent of David. I go higher. It's a song. So it definitely had music. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul. Verse 2 is time to digest. I have stilled and quieted my soul. My experience on Thursday was an additional quieting down of my body. Because my body wanted to rule. And my soul wanted to say 911 is a good idea. But I have stilled my soul. Quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Now, if you take time to realize what he's really saying, is that most of us we listen to the soul and the spirit never comes to life. Because we're so concerned. And if you look at the amplification, you'll see that it adds on verse 2, ceases from fretting. Yeah. Do you ever listen to it? Your soul does. And when you listen to your soul and you start obeying it, you're doing what comes naturally. Yes. Are you a spirit being living in an earth suit? Yeah. I really believe our spirit is in training. Because you see, there are times we listen to the spirit. And there are other times that we react to the soul. And is it okay? Yes. because it's a learning process. Now, I don't know how old King David is when he sings this song, but it was very important for me to be able to see, because when you take an animal away from its mother, if you have never done that, you haven't got a clue about what he's talking about. If you've ever had a younger child in your family where mama is trying to say, okay, you're going to have to start eating from the table now. Well, you're going to be finding that you've got war on your hands. You see, in this generation, and even the past few generations, mothers are not mothers. Many of them bypass their motherhood because of fear and because of the pharmaceutical situations, and they end up using products that are supposed to be modern. Baby bottles were not invented by God. What am I saying? This scripture is foreign to most women of today. Why? Because they listen to other experts and they don't trust what God has said or created in them in a natural way. They would rather take medication to shut down the flow, and the child goes without and ends up on chemicals. I had that happen with me. Not personally, but with a member of my house. And the child ended up having to have special milk because he was allergic to everything. And the mother was not able emotionally to do the part that is normal. So the normal caused all kinds of reactions, the new normal. And the reactions were that this young baby had to be put on goat's milk because that's the only thing that was kept or would function. You see, what you put yourself through when you don't listen and you don't trust what God's able to do, you're going to get secondary responses. You're going to get natural responses. And that's why that word was so powerful. And when I saw this morning and the night before, last night, I said, weaning a child is so extremely difficult because they want to have what is theirs and has been theirs, and don't disturb my new joy. And when you take away their new joy, they're going to have a fit. I can remember when it was time to eliminate the baby bottle from our children. It was not easy. So what did we do? We did the best we could. Was it fun for the child? No, it was war. Did we assist in every way that we knew how? Yes. I believe King David here has a point. You want to see what your soul is like? Look at a child's reaction. You're going to have a very visual, pleasant surprise. Verse 3, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. Both now and forevermore. You see, Holy Spirit
was trying to get me to see myself. That's what he's working on.
And I'm asking you to join me so that the intercession that goes on in the house will support each one as they come away from this old pattern of letting the soul have its way. That's my prayer. My prayer is that you will cease from the old patterns and flow to the Lord quickly, or run to him quickly, so that the Holy Spirit will have an opportunity to take you on a journey with him. Not to be like the rest of the church, but to be like Jesus. That is the goal of this whole experience in this realm. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask to be like him. The minute he starts wanting what he wants, I go back to what I'm comfortable with. Not because I'm blaming anybody. Not because I'm even putting blame on myself, because that's another corner. Putting blame on myself is not going to solve anything. He already brought full freedom from me. He paid it all. Amen. And when he paid it all, I don't need to pay. Amen? Amen. But my soul still wants to control. And we're all guilty. So it's not a pick on this one or a pick on that one. It's a pick on seeing what I have had as a past, how I have survived in the past, but trusting I have still and quieted my soul, says King David. He succeeded with a lousy covenant compared to what you and I have. Come on.
Amen.
If King David can succeed,
I can succeed.
Amen. Say, we will succeed.
We will succeed.
Because we have a better covenant.
We have a better covenant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's on the job. My soul will be quiet.
My soul will be quiet.
And I will have a victory. As I cry out to Holy Ghost. To have his way in me.
To have your way in me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
And if I keep looking,
and if I keep looking
for natural solutions,
to spiritual problems.
Awaken me, Lord. I know you have answers in the realm. And the solutions are for me. And I'm coming to you. Because I want more of you, Lord. My choice is clear.
My choice is clear.
I don't want to be in control anymore.
Amen.
And I'm going to focus on you, Lord.
And I'm going to focus on you, Lord.
Take over quickly. My spirit is ready.
My spirit is ready.
And I'm not going to be too busy.
I'm not going to be too busy.
To take a rest with you. So you can reveal. What you want done. And the grace to carry it out. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.